आखिरी बार जिंदा देखना है तो इस एड्रेस पे अभी इसी वक्त।
सब इंस्पेक्टर इंद्रजीत सिंह, आप इन्हें जानते हैं?
ये तो हमारी विद्या है।
ये क्या है?
ये दुर्गा रानी सिंह है, एक किडनैपिंग और मर्डर केस के लिए वांटेड है।
क्या?
जो राज राज रह गए थे वो मुझे आज फिर खोलने। जब तक मैं जिंदा हूँ तुझे कुछ नहीं होगा।
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya and I have with me Arjun Sinha, who says he's only done two episodes or three episodes.
I think it's three.
It seems to be a lot more than that, which is a good thing, by the way. And Radhika is
Hello.
Back, despite the fact that we ambushed her last time. So thank you for coming back.
Yes, happy to be back.
And today's movie and main topic of discussion is Kahani 2. With Vidya Balan?
Yes.
And what
Kahani
did we...
Kahani Haro.
What?
Kahani Haro. What was... No, it was Durga Rani Singh. Sorry.
Yeah, what where did Kahani you get Kahani Haro?
I thought it was... No, there was another movie.
Kahani Haro was another movie. Are you sure?
No, that's Die Hard. I was thinking of that.
You confuse Die Hard with Kahani?
Hey, it was as exciting as Die Hard.
Oh, I haven't seen Die Hard, so.
Okay. Thank you for that, Sinha. But what did we think of Kahani 2, apart from that it was like Die Hard?
I mean, I thought it was a really... Like, it was an intriguing story, and like, I was very engrossed by it, like, throughout, you know. I was, half the time I was actually on the edge of my seat. But it was also a bit uncomfortable in parts.
How did it pass the Sinha watch?
Yeah, I did not. I actually did not see my watch. And I actually have a watch now. I did not once look at it.
Yeah, no, it was really exciting. Like, every moment I was just thinking, kab kya hoga?
Yeah.
Bachi mar jayegi. Like, you know, it was really, yeah. No, they did a great job. Did you like it, Pish?
Yeah, I did. And I'm glad that we are finally producing good thrillers in Bollywood. This was really good. For some reason, the reviews were not not that positive.
No.
I don't know why. I thought it was like they did everything really well. There was a lot of suspense. You didn't know what was going to happen throughout.
Zero idea.
It wasn't suspense in terms of like, except for a bit in the first half, there's no suspense of like, you're finding a villain or finding out who did something. It's more about the situation and will she find her daughter who was abducted and what the backstory was. But I thought they did all of that really well. They, no major plot holes or anything like that. They did it all very nicely and cleanly.
I don't know the last time I saw a good Hindi thriller.
Probably the first Kahani.
First Kahani. Yeah, I didn't know till very recently that these two movies are not related.
Yeah.
I was just reading Arjun Rampal review interview and he said, I really thought, because remember in Kahani 1 also, they leave
they
it ambiguous.
Ended, they ended so that there could be a sequel.
So.
I haven't seen Kahani 1 and
what?
I was great. Able to follow this.
Yeah, no, they're not related at all.
Yeah, they're not
different
related.
Different characters. But you should watch the first Kahani.
I've heard this.
It was amazing.
I think this was like, it's also the type of movie that Vidya does, right? And she suits the role really well. And she obviously does 100% justice to it.
Yeah.
So she was really good.
Yeah, she was. And
all the actors were really good. Did you guys like Arjun Rampal? I'm biased towards him.
Well, I mean, I was named after him, so I have to be.
What? Are you actually named after him?
Can't be, just...
I really doubt
it.
I don't think.
No, I mean, we've had Akash on the podcast who's named after Salman Khan's character in what movie? Some movie.
Yeah.
How?
Because his sister was a huge Salman fan, and she loved that movie. I forget which movie now, but some movie that
that's
released in the late.
No, Arjun Rampal was an actor way after I was born. So.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
That would be...
Yeah, no, but he stood up to Vidya, according to me. Like, I was looking at him quite a bit in the movie.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, who else would you be looking at?
Vidya.
Where else would you look?
Vidya.
Vidya was actually not there for large parts of the movie because she's in a coma.
Spoiler.
Actually, no, that's in the trailer, so not a spoiler.
But
I thought he did well. This is the kind of role I think that suits him, where it's more intense, more. There aren't any like big emotional scenes or anything like that, which, so I think he did a good job. I think second solid performance from him after Rock On 2 as well.
Oh, he was great in Rock On 2. I haven't seen Rock On 2.
I thought you just made a statement.
I'm sure
he was good in Rock On 2 as well.
Okay.
Rock On 2 has disastrously failed at the box office.
Yeah. How is Kahani doing? Because the theater here at least was quite empty.
It's early days, so difficult to tell. But it should.
Do you think it would be like a blockbuster type of movie? I don't think so.
No, I mean, this is anyway, it's like a, what they call a multiplex movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think it's
low budget, right? The first one was really low budget, right?
Oh, I did.
I don't know how we have to see how it will do, but it should be good.
I hope it does well.
Dear Zindagi is doing well.
Ah, I'm glad.
Which is good as well.
Also, I loved how in this movie, in the end, when they give out the plot, I had no idea any of those things could have happened. So I was really shocked.
Kind of had an inkling.
Oh.
I didn't know that. The actual end where the case is closed.
Yeah.
We won't reveal that level of spoiler. That part, what actually happens there, I had no idea.
Okay.
But I did have an inclination that Arjun Rampal did what he did.
Okay.
Because at various points, he kind of... there's like a lot of suspicious things that happen. Like, he goes to look for her. And then he says, I caught her. And then she very easily like escapes him and shoots him. And he's like completely fine. And then even there's another, it's like a second. But when the phone call happens as well, he always says, oh, my wife. And it's always like, which wife? Because...
Oh!
Yeah. And
damn.
Even the, like, when he's reading the diary, he's like, maybe BBK diary. So he never lies throughout.
Yeah.
And also when he's walked, he leaves the police station and he's like to look for her. He calls the passport guy.
Yeah.
Which is like, why would he call the passport guy? Which was
But that they only show in the end, right?
No, they showed it as well.
That's what I was like. I mean, it's like for a second. So when it happened, I was like, wait, why is he doing that? But then the story moves very quickly.
Yeah.
So I forgot about it. But so we did a very good job of like tying all those things.
Okay, I was really scared at parts when I watched some parts of the movie.
Yeah, that's why some parts of this movie were a bit uncomfortable even to watch. I mean, they deal with some...
disturbing issues.
In some parts. Yeah.
And again, I had no idea they were dealing with that issue. Did you guys?
Not before the movie.
Yeah.
So like the trailer really doesn't give anything away about the movie, which is great.
Yeah. Actually, I thought Jugal Hansraj...
Jugal Hansraj.
I mean, like,
I did not know he was in the movie.
It's okay. He's not a. I guess he is an essential character, but he doesn't have much role.
But I mean,
anyone could have done that role.
But it's just so strange seeing
to
him,
see
in,
him
that
in that
role.
Role. Yeah.
Or in like
in any role,
again.
Any role except.
I really did not think I would
resent
him again.
Yeah.
After Mohabbatein.
Yeah, we've only seen him in Chocolate Boy looks.
Yeah, and I mean, so to give listeners some context, Jugal Hansraj is basically the uncle of the little girl who's the main subject of the movie, who may or may not be Vidya Balan's daughter.
Yeah.
You will have to watch the movie to find out. Actually, even then, you don't find out.
Yeah,
actually, to be honest.
But he's like a creepy uncle who does
bad
things. Yeah.
But don't you think it's become like a trend now? Like even Dear Zindagi, right? It does touch upon a really good social issue.
Yeah.
And so does this movie. And I feel like a lot of movies are doing that these days.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you had Pink earlier this
year
as well, which was the whole point of that. Which
even
is good.
The Dangal trailer we saw, right? It's the first time I saw the trailer. It does... not directly, but like subtly, it does touch on some important issues in the country, which used to not really happen in movies earlier.
Yeah, which I think is a good thing.
And
these movies are the ones that are doing well,
also.
Yeah, that's a difference now. Now they're actually doing well.
Well,
they've always been like socially conscious movies.
From all the movies I like this year, most of them have touched on a social cause, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So,
it's good. Hopefully,
it's
more
great.
Of the same.
I'm glad the audiences are accepting things like that.
Mm-hmm. apart from that, in this movie, so I think acting we've covered with Vidya Balan and Arjun Rampal were both really good. I thought also just the general cinematography and vibe was good as well. It felt very familiar, like a lot of these Calcutta movies.
Yeah, yeah,
Calcutta,
it felt very familiar.
It's definitely the Calcutta movie effect.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was good as well. It was also very fast-paced and quick.
Very
like,
fast-paced.
It was only 2 hours, but they packed in a lot of stuff.
And that's why I liked it, right? Because like, sometimes it's just like, could have ended. Most movies that I've seen this are like, could have ended 15 to 20 minutes earlier,
at least. Yeah.
And this one, I was like, no, like, it ended when it was supposed to end, and it was great.
Yeah.
Even Ae Dil Hai Mushkil, oh my God. It was like, end. And
I think one cool thing was that they kept switching up the sort of narrative techniques. So in the beginning, obviously it's stuff that's happening in the present.
Yeah.
Then you see what happened in the past through Vidya Balan's character's eyes.
Yeah.
Through a diary, basically.
So it's from her perspective. And then even within that, I mean, obviously on her side because she's the main protagonist, but there is still that sort of chance that she's an unreliable narrator and everything. So there's that sort of narrative technique that's there. And then in the second half, it moves on to, what actually happened, because we go from her diary to what actually happened in the past and everything. So then it becomes more and more clear. So I think because of that, you know, it wasn't just one way of telling the story throughout. Mm. I think that sort of, they switched it up a bit. I think that
it helps keep things interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, what other movies has this director done? Does anyone know?
Kahani.
Kahani 1, I know. Yeah.
Sujoy Ghosh?
Yeah.
He's done
Jhankar Beats.
Yeah.
I guess that's where Jugal Hansraj came into the picture.
Yeah,
Kahani is his only major success.
Yeah, and he's really good because I really like Kahani also. Even Jhankar Beats was decent.
He did a short. Oh, he did Teen. Oh, no, he was the producer of Teen.
He does movies only in Calcutta. Teen is also in Calcutta.
He's Bengali.
So is Rani Mukherjee.
Fair enough.
Right.
Yeah. He did a short film called Ahalya with Radhika Apte, I think, which is really good as well. Which is also like a thriller.
But it's a short film.
It's like 15 or 20 minutes. It's really good as
well. Do you think it's related to Mahalya? It's a thing that happens during Durga Puja. I'm just trying to build the Calcutta connection. You can edit that on.
Like Durga Rani Singh.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
He's from Delhi.
Oh, he's from Delhi.
No, Durga Rani Singh.
But she moves to Calcutta.
Yeah. Then the movie is based in West Bengal.
Yeah.
But not Calcutta, actually, which we should clarify.
Yeah, but how do you know now?
I don't know, Radhika. You've made comments about tier 2 and tier 3 cities on this podcast.
No,
before.
I've never made comments about tier 2 and tier 3 cities. I love
halfway through the movie, when somebody said they wanted to go to Calcutta, Radhika looked at me and said, weren't they already in Calcutta?
See, I thought the movie is based in Calcutta. It looks like it.
It's not all based in Calcutta.
But I think they still shot it in Calcutta. I don't think they shot it where they say they shot it.
Oh, it wasn't you who made, sorry. It was another guest.
Yeah, I've never made comments about tier 2. And Calcutta's a tier 1 city, by the way.
I know, but I think...
Factor.
No, that I know, but I'm saying we should acknowledge that the story was set in a
tier
small
4.
Town whose name I don't remember, which is
Chandan Nagar. Tier 4.
Okay, so if any listeners in Chandan Nagar...
Yeah.
Tier 1, man.
Please do comment if the shooting was actually done in Chandan Nagar. I'm quite curious.
Or if it's a real place.
I feel like it's probably
a real
place.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. I also liked the character of the Arjun Rampal's boss, basically. The top. He was funny. He was really good.
But there were really limited comic elements in the movie and he happened to provide the 2 to 3 of them.
All the cops in that police station were really funny.
Yeah, but
when
even the Hawaldar was really funny.
Yeah, but the one thing that kept, I guess it all made sense in the end, but it kept annoying me how Arjun Rampal was always like, "Sir, mujhe promotion milega ya nahi?"
But we realized why he was doing that, right? In the end,
to look like he was. They also never address why, so they keep talking about how he got demoted, and. come, and therefore he comes to Chandanagar instead of being promoted in Calcutta.
But I don't think they needed to, really, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's the second movie in a week where they
have
some sort of backstory for the male character, but then don't go
Which
into
other
it.
Movie did
like Dear Zindagi.
Okay.
With, have you seen?
No.
So
I'm watching it tonight. That's how much of a Bollywood fan I am. I watched 2 movies in the theater in one day.
Yeah, like I'm stating our credentials to be on this podcast, which we're never in doubt. But in Dear Zindagi, like Shah Rukh talks, I won't reveal spoilers for you, but Shah Rukh talks about problems he has,
despite
being a therapist, but then they never delve into it. And the reason they do that is because the movie is about Alia, so to focus on Alia.
Yeah, that's good.
So even in this one, that's what I'm saying, it's the second movie where they focused on the female character and the main character without going in, without adding unnecessary.
Yeah, because if you 15-20 minutes add, then the movie stretches.
Correct.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. Yeah. Costumes are very average.
Costume.
There was barely any costume. Devaran wore like 2 outfits.
And Arjun Rampal wore 1 outfit through the movie.
Which is his uniform.
It's fine. It's not a 24-hour thing. But
he wore 2 outfits.
What?
He wore like a...
A checked red shirt.
Wow. You guys paid a lot of attention to the costume.
The movie's also really dark. There was like not a moment of sunshine.
That is true.
Yeah, it was really dark.
I mean, it's probably a metaphor for what
course,
was happening in the movie.
But what was the last movie Vidya did? I haven't seen her in a while.
Hamari Adhuri Kahani.
Oh, with Imran Hashmi,
yes,
right?
Yeah. That was...
disaster.
Not a good movie.
Okay.
Let's put it lightly. This is actually... she has not had a proper hit since Kahani.
Yeah, I haven't seen her anywhere. The last time, like, when you mentioned Vidya Balan to me, I think of Kahani.
2012.
So, really? Kahani's that old?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think there was... Yeah, there were 3 years in a row where Vidya Balan won... Filmfare consecutively. So I think it was Kahani, Dirty Picture, and something else that I'm forgetting.
Okay.
But
great.
Yeah. Pa, I think.
Pa.
Yeah. So I don't remember the exact
order.
She's
a great actress.
She's
honestly
really good.
She is so good. And like, I just want to say that even though she doesn't have the perfect body or she doesn't have the perfect looks, that doesn't take away from her being a great actress. It just adds to her depth.
Radhika's redemption is complete.
Yes.
She put on quite a bit of weight for this movie, though.
I don't know if it's
for the movie or...
No, I just think it's life.
Oh.
I don't think she did.
Okay. Unlike Aamir Khan.
Unlike Aamir Khan, because then you... Just how we saw with Aamir Khan, right? You lose it if it's for a role.
I haven't seen her outside of the movie, though, so I don't know. If she has lost it.
No.
She has not. No. Okay. Moving on swiftly before we get into it.
Please.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You don't have to. Like, she's a great actress. She doesn't need to.
Correct. Anything else on this movie?
No, I just really recommend people to watch it. Yeah. It is great.
Agreed. Definitely worth watching in theaters.
Yes.
Cool. Moving on to
the trailers.
So, since we are talking about Arjun Rampal, the first trailer we shall address is Daddy.
Daddy.
Which is a teaser, not yet the trailer.
Yeah, but he looks insane. I just want to put it out there. He looks amazing.
Man, he actually looks...
Yeah, he looks amazing. Yeah. He does. And he looks the part. I'm not even saying, he looks amazing like as a person. He just looks amazing as Gowli.
Yeah,
I wish Gowli looked like that. You know, like,
why would you wish?
I don't know.
That's a very specific and strange request. Wish to have. But
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
it looks, at least from what little we saw, it looks like.
And it's like, I can't remember the last time Arjun Rampal did a solo movie, right?
That's I'm worried. That's why I asked, right? Why is he producing it?
I think the last one we did where he was the leading role was Inkar.
What?
With Chitrangada Singh.
When? What is this movie? Sorry, what?
2013
I've never seen this movie.
It's actually not a bad movie. It was quite good. It's about harassment in the workplace.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Yes, it had a funny song, You, Me, I or something.
That I don't know. But
we'll drop the link below.
Perhaps. Funny story about that movie, actually. So it was produced by Viacom 18.
Okay.
And I was interning at Viacom 18 the week that it released.
Nice.
And so obviously that was, again, a fairly small budget movie, multiplex movie, talking about like white collar workplace stuff. Not a Salman Khan Sultan
type movie. How can you compare?
It's not going to make 100 crores.
No, can't.
But Arjun Rampal was under the impression that
it would.
He is, because he is amazing and the movie is amazing.
No way.
He would. And the movie did, given its budget, it did okay. It wasn't a huge success or anything. But
they made
fine.
Money.
Broke even or made a bit of money.
Achha.
But on opening day, so he called halfway through the day being what is the
numbers,
occupancy or the thing? And they're it's going according to plan. It's good. So what is opening weekend? Some 8 crore, 10 crore, whatever, 12 crore. And he had a fit. He just completely lost his mind. He's like, what the hell? You guys are marketing guys. You haven't promoted the movie properly. This should be making...
He thinks he has star power.
He seems to think so.
I don't think he does anymore. I think he's also matured as a person.
But a lot of people... He does have quite a bit of a fan base.
Yeah, but it's not a Bhai type.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. It's not that.
Yeah, but, or even Varun Dhawan type.
Correct. That is true.
Yeah. Ranveer Singh is reaching Bhai level.
the reason that this is interesting is that given... The subject is about Arun Gavli, etc. It's a much more massy type film.
It is, yeah.
And I think that's probably a conscious decision.
No, but it's still not a 100 crore movie, right? Now if you made Bhai Arun Gavli, there's a difference.
No, but it could, Shivai made 100 crores.
But it's Ajay Devgan.
I'm saying it could.
Arjun Rampal has Ajay Devgan type of star power?
No, I'm saying this is his reasoning or rationale. This is probably
for producing it himself. Huh. Okay. Yeah, I was just shocked that he would produce a movie where he's the protagonist.
But as we mentioned, a lot of people do that now. John Abraham does that as well.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And even Amir Khan knows he'll make money, right?
Red chilies.
You understand where I'm coming from.
Yes, correct.
But it looks like a great movie. I hope it even does well. I'll watch it.
Yeah. It reminds me of, because of the subject matter again, of Once Upon a Time in Mumbai.
It was reminding me of Agnipath.
Agnipath. Yes.
What was the last gangster movie from Bombay?
Kitne gangsters?
Agnipath. Bombay underworld thing.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
They're also making the next Sarkar.
In
filming.
Sarkar 3.
Correct.
With Abhishek.
With Amitabh for sure. I think with Abhishek also.
Maybe.
I don't know, actually.
Let's see. Ash?
I don't think she is.
Okay. Wasn't she in one of the Sarkars?
I've seen both, but I don't remember what...
Sarkar is based on the Thackerays, right?
Correct.
So that's not underworld.
I mean, inspired by.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, it's not the underworld.
Potentially, any resemblance.
And anyways, they're not the underworld. Anyways, it's not underworld.
It's sort of
per se.
Because I think it has similarities to The Godfather also. So I think
What, Sarkar or Gowli?
Sarkar.
Oh.
So I think that's why there's a connection between the two. But I think, it's probably more based on...
I look forward to the full trailer of Daddy. I don't know why they named it Daddy. They should have come up with a better title.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
It's also very funny when, if you're watching the video on YouTube, it says, suggested videos Daddy on the top right, which is just a very disturbing sentence.
Yeah.
Yes. Apart from that, we watched the Dangal trailer, Radhika, for the first time.
So. Yes. I really liked it. I mean, I'm a huge Shah Rukh Khan fan, so... Yeah, I'm just a fan of every actor, Sinha. It's okay. No, but, and it looked like a really good movie. And like once I.
But what is being a Shah Rukh Khan fan?
Did I say Shah Rukh Khan and Aamir?
Yeah, that's why we were like. Okay.
Oh, I thought he was telling you because like, kitne logon ke fan.
I thought you were like, even though I'm a Shah Rukh fan, I still.
No, I meant Aamir. I'm an Aamir fan. I'm also a Shah Rukh Khan fan and bhai.
That we know.
Yeah. So I really like the trailer actually. Again, it touches on some issues which should be touched upon in our country.
Yeah.
But it did have a very Sultan feeling. So, and I really liked Sultan. Like, I love the movie. I just recently rewatched it. So,
you watched Sultan?
Yeah.
Wow. So, like, you watched it once and then you watched the whole thing again?
Yeah.
That's commitment.
Okay.
To buy.
So, this had a very that type of feel again. Because even.
I think it would be a lot better than Sultan.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. I just feel like it will be a great movie. Obviously, Aamir Khan's a good actor, but like, I don't know how much newness there will be to the movie because it's essentially a copy of Sultan, right?
It is definitely not a copy of Sultan.
Because it's the same thing, right? Girls becoming wrestlers.
Except in this case, the girl doesn't become pregnant and then stay at home. Yeah. And then Salman becomes an MMA trained wrestler in 3 weeks.
Like, I meant the beginning is
but
right.
You know, this is a true story.
Oh.
Dangal.
And Sultan was it?
Sultan was not.
Okay.
Dangal is based on the Geeta Phogat and Babita Kumari. Geeta and Babita. And how their dad trained.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not catch that.
Who are Olympic wrestlers.
Yeah.
For, So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm strongly against cutting the girl's hair, though I didn't like that part. You shouldn't make them look like boys because they're into a boy sport. They can still look like girls.
Yeah, we don't know why they did that.
Yeah, we don't know. I really want to watch the movie to find that out.
Yes. But yeah, that looks like a good movie. Yeah. I agree though, it does feel a bit... I think it will be better, but it does feel very similar.
Very similar, at least from the trailer.
Yeah. And it's like there are a lot of these sports biopics that have been
happening, right?
Recently.
Yeah. What are the... One more is coming, I thought. No, I'll get back to you. Things in production.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that is it in terms of trailers.
Great.
One other thing I also want to just briefly raise is the latest Coffee with Karan episode.
Oh, yes, yes. Also, did you watch it online or did you watch it on TV?
I watched it online.
So apparently the TV version is PG and the online version has a lot more.
Had a lot for sure.
Yeah.
I was like, it was hilarious. I loved it.
Really?
But I was like highly scandalized for half of the episode.
I didn't see the match of Ranveer and Ranbir. Like they just,
Ranveer was a bit awkward.
Yeah, very awkward. Ranveer was very awkward. And I kept comparing it to the Arjun Kapoor Ranveer Singh episode, which was like real camaraderie. Yeah. As opposed to here, like, also, why was Ranveer hitting Ranveer the entire time? Like, I was like, just stop touching him. Like,
and why was everyone hitting on Karan Johar the entire time?
To be funny.
But it was a lot. Like, there's a segment where, they bring in, they play a version of Never Have I Ever.
Yes.
And they bring in, instead of having a drink, they brought in Arjun Kapoor.
Yeah.
And you have to kiss him. And, you know, if you did, and like, they were very liberal with, you know, if they...
The kissing.
With, if they did something many times or very intensely, they matched that with the intensity of the kisses as well. There were discussions about Karan Johar.
Which was your favorite episode till now, though?
This is the first episode I saw of this season, so.
Bad person.
How many episodes are?
2 rupees person.
5. There are 5 out. I do plan to catch up on the rest.
No,
of
so the.
I didn't
honestly,
know Hotstar works outside of India.
What's Hotstar?
Where did you watch it?
Online.
Online where? This is the bad way. You know, you can watch it legally online for free.
Oh, how?
Hotstar.com.
What? Okay, thank you.
Hotstar is Stars Plus's
okay.
Online listing.
Okay, got it. I will watch it.
So
I legally dekha tha. Waise main record kiya tha.
Someone recorded.
My favorite episode was Twinkle Khanna. Watch it. It is a great episode. Oh. She's amazing in it. And the next best episode is going to be Salman Khan Arbaaz Khal Sohail Khan.
That is.
It's going to be the best episode of the season.
Salman
and
Khan last year was horrible.
He came alone. Abhi bhai log ke saath aa raha hai.
Bhai.
Bhai is coming with the Bhais. And then another one that I'm really looking forward to is Shahid Kapoor and Meera Kapoor coming together.
Correct. I think it's the first ever
public appearance
since getting married.
Also, Priyanka Chopra is coming alone.
Hollywood mein.
Deepika ke saath aate hain. Deepika's coming with the guy she's acting with, the big guy boy.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah.
No way, I don't know. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how Vin Diesel is going to react to Karan Johar. I would pay good money to see that.
But Karan, if you're a listener, please, like, it's these episodes are very average. Like, do better.
Karan, you heard it. Your fans have spoken.
Please, your previous seasons were a lot better. This is
and
like
also
promoting.
Your Karan, since we're directly addressing you, your podcast episode with Neha Dupia was great as well. So
yeah, I heard.
The podcast?
No, the reviews. Yeah, great job. But these episodes are seeming very promoty, so just go back to your charm. Yeah.
Also, like, congratulations on a great career.
Yeah.
In general, since we're saying things we want to say to them.
Yeah, please, Karan, please. Great, great.
Okay, on that note, we shall end this episode. Karan, if you're listening, get in touch. Other listeners also, please get in touch. Give us some comments, feedback, etc. on what you thought. And, quick announcement. I will make this official and therefore force myself to actually do it. We are going to have Bollywood Weekly Awards.
Yay!
Coming soon. Thank you. The categories will be decided and judged by all the guests of the podcast who have made an appearance. They will all get a vote. And
I get double, right?
No.
No.
Oh.
Sorry about that. And we will reveal the results in a live episode, potentially on Facebook Live or similar online streaming medium. Since we also discovered there's this random dude called Jabby.
Who
does,
you don't promote him.
Who does trailer reactions and gets like hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah.
And he knows nothing about Bollywood.
He doesn't even understand the language, guys.
So, please don't listen to him and listen to this instead.
Yes.
And share this instead.
Please.
But we will experiment with video for that one. It's not going to be a regular thing. And we will also still upload the audio from that episode as a podcast on the regular channel. So you can still listen to it as usual.
Thank you.
Yes, and with that, see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app, or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.